Shalom, today's daf yomi is B'Metzia daf Memvav, B'Metzia 46. Today's daf yomi is dedicated for Yeshua, for Am Yisrael, Shemir, for the Chayoim, Matzah, for the Shvuyim. So today's daf yomi, the Gemara is discussing whether or not a coin can be purchased through a type of transaction which is called a kinyan chalipin. Whether or not by exchanging one item for something else, let's say a handkerchief, you can thereby acquire money. So Rav Papa himself had said that it could be acquired in this way. Rav Papa had said on the bottom of Mem Hayam Abayz, and then Rav Papa had said that a coin can be acquired with Chalipa, but then Rav Papa changed his mind. And he said a coin cannot be acquired through this Kenyan Chalipin. And the Gemara tells a story. Ki had Rav Papa Havoi Tracer Alfi Dinara. Rav Papa had 12,000 coins with him that were deposited Bechuzai. They were deposited in the house of the people who lived in Mechuzah. And he wanted that his agent, Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, would bring them to him. But since he saw that the agent wouldn't give the coins to the person he deposited with, because he was concerned that maybe it would be lost, and then Rav Papa would make a claim against them. So therefore, Rav Papa Akninhu Rav Shmuel Bar Acha. Rav Papa actually gave the coins to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha. Agava Seipa Debeta. He did it via the threshold of his house, meaning to say what's called a Kenyan Agav, meaning to say by dint of the fact that he was acquiring that area or renting that area, therefore he got the coins. But he didn't do it through what was called a Kenyan Chalipin. And so we see from here he can't do it through a Kenyan Chalipin. But when his agent came and he brought with him the coins, Nafaka Ape Ad Tabach, Rav Papa went out to greet him all the way until Tabach. And so therefore, from the fact Rav Papa did what was called a Kenyan Karaka or Kenyan Agav and not Kenyan Sudar, we see the Rav Papa himself recanted from this position, and he said a coin cannot be acquired through Chalipin.